I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Social networking sites such as Twitter, Facebook, and Flickr make it easy to share our lives online, but too much sharing can backfire. People have been fired or have seen their marriages fall apart thanks to a picture posted online that they had forgotten about. The European Union is working to tighten its policies on digital privacy. As part of that, many are suggesting a right to be forgotten online. And numerous projects are underway to give people just that kind of option. The World's technology correspondent Clark Boyd reports.
Back in 2009, a book came out entitled Delete, The Virtue of Forgetting in a Digital Age. Its author is Victor Meyer Schoenberger.
I suggested that we should have a renaissance of forgetting, a revival of forgetting in a digital age. And one way of doing this, I suggested, was through expiration dates of information.
Fast forward to 2011. German computer researchers have developed Expire, a system that allows you to put just such an expiration date on your photos. Michael Backus heads the Expire project.
We just realized that more and more people joined social networks, and they tended to put in much information on the very first day, including many, many pictures that later on, well, became disadvantages for their job search and also for their private life.
A user downloads the Expire software to his or her machine, uses it to encrypt photos, and then specifies the date when those photos should go away. The photos can then be uploaded to social networking sites. Then you wait for the expiration date, says Backus.
Once the specific date has been reached, the key server will just not give out this key anymore. So it's like a time protection. Whenever this expiration date has been reached, the key is not accessible anymore, and nobody on Earth can still view this image.
And Expire is not the only group working on this. There's also Vanish, headed by Yoshi Kono at the University of Washington. He says his group is working to do something similar with the text users post online. Kono says that Vanish, like any such expiration date system, still has potential holes in it.
The limitations of this approach is that if someone has access to the data before the timeout and they intentionally want to preserve a copy of that data, they can still do so. The simplest example might be is that if you send an email to a friend and they want to keep a copy forever, they can take a photo of the screen.
Expire's Michael Backus admits that there is currently no ultimate solution to securing online privacy. But he says Expire is pushing ahead. In the future, he says, he can imagine many different applications for the technology.
You can use this for whole web pages, whole blogs expire if you want. You can use it on video. Other things that we are currently investigating is a full automation. Make it fully integrated into the browsing process, which means whenever you upload to Facebook, you just fully automatically set a predefined expiration date.
Currently, Expire only works this way with the Firefox browser. And the cost? About $3.50 per month.
Yeah! Girlies, you're on film!
A small price, some might say, for having some incriminating evidence from your college years automatically remove itself from YouTube before a potential employer finds it. For The World, this is Clark Boyd.